In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The word Lego, as in that famous toy brick, is a play on the Danish phrase legot, which translates to play well. If you've already picked up the new seasonal brochure and read my Advent reflection, you'll notice that this is my second mention of Lego this Advent season. And considering that we're literally only a few minutes into Advent, a few minutes into the new year on the church's calendar, it may seem like an overabundance of Lego. And I want you to know that I have not received any support from the Lego Corporation in return for my product placement, but if anyone from Lego would like to reach out, I am open. You can find my email. Lego is an occupational hazard for me at the moment, and a real hazard to walking in my house, for that matter. But the beauty of a box of Legos is that it's only limited by the creativity of the builder. Considering that our creativity is infinite, each box of Legos presents a chance to really make something incredible. If you have the time and the energy, you can create whole worlds, whole scenes, whole realities. You can follow the instructions exactly as written, which is the preferred method of many, and you can also throw the instructions to the wayside and create masterful mashups. Who's to say that Spider-Man doesn't want to learn magic at Hogwarts? Harry Potter, in my opinion, makes an excellent addition to the Star Wars franchise. And I don't want this to sound too overdramatic, since we're talking about Legos, but there's a valuable lesson in playing with such a creative toy. The freedom of design speaks to the freedom of our human nature. We can explore the depths of our humanity through creative play. In deciding that we can be anything we want, do anything we want, build anything we want, destroy anything we want, we sneak a peek into a reality that, even if we are not aware of it, is one that we inhabit all the time. Building a world welcomes us to release the concepts of our own world and to inhabit a world entirely of our own choices, one where the laws of physics, laws of the land, laws of the social order don't have the same hold on us that they currently do. Who are we when these rules don't apply? What do we prize when we are free from the structures of our lives? Sociologists and psychologists often use play to tap into the person's a person's psyche, which is largely due to this same idea. Play reveals something deep within us. Like I said, Legos are an occupational hazard for me right now with two young kids at home. So as I read through our lesson from Isaiah for this first Sunday of Advent, one of the prophet's most famous phrases stood out to me in a different way. As Isaiah dreams about a future where God's love reigns on the earth, where God's vision for us has been made manifest, the prophet describes this reality in a powerful and prophetic way. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore. In talking about turning swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, we often think about that as a transformation from the wars and terrors that surround us into a time of peace. A beautiful thought indeed. That transformation begets an underlying question about ourselves that we may sometimes gloss over. What if we thought about Isaiah's words from an asset-based perspective, from a resource perspective? Isaiah is saying that the metal used to create these swords and spears could just as easily have been used to make instruments capable of feeding our communities. Much like a box of Legos, the infinite creativity of the human mind has brought forth the chance to make something or anything we so desire. The prophet Isaiah looks out into the world he inhabits and asks, why is it? When we could have created anything, when we could have created something to reflect God's goodness, why is it we have chosen to create something of destruction? And sure, there's the question of defense, but the question of having a sword to protect yourself is fraught with the notion that those we may wish to protect ourselves against might just be saying the same things about us. It all alludes to the prophet's point. In a world of infinite possibilities, a world of wonderful goodness, a world of plentiful resources, why have we looked out and made things that don't represent that goodness, things that don't safeguard the goodness God has entrusted us with? What is so strange about prophecy is that we often think of prophecy as looking forward in time. But often a good prophet can achieve that forward thought by holding up a mirror to our current reality. The words, "they shall beat their swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks," really says more about Isaiah's current reality than it does about the future. In dreaming about a future in God's goodness, Isaiah holds up a mirror and asks, why is this reality here in the first place? That's essentially what Advent is all about. It's a time of reflection, of waiting, and of anticipation. It's a time to look into the mirrors of our lives and ask about our current realities. The hopes of Isaiah's prophecy likely inspire some of our own hopes and dreams for the future. And if the pattern rings true, our hopes and dreams are probably based on where we are in the here and the now. What is happening around us? Why is it happening? What do we want to do about it? What would life look like if something changed? These are standard questions of reflection, but I wonder what might happen if we started to think of them as prophetic. Because if we ask them in the right way, if we ask them with God's goodness in mind, they have the effect of being prophetic. If we ask them in a way that lets us begin to see the world that God has put us in, with all of the resources we have, well, then we begin to see that we are basically a kid staring at a box of Legos. We have the choice to create out of God's goodness, and not only that, but to create for the sake of God's goodness, to turn our current reality into a reflection of God's goodness, to make the mirror match the prophecy. In keeping with the dark nature of the first Sunday of Advent, a point where the light that surrounds us is metaphorically at its weakest. Our lesson from Matthew's gospel is a darker reading for sure. And Jesus' words serve as a warning. We do not know the hour that Christ will return, nor do we know how much time we actually have on this earth. It's not a question that anyone can answer with any amount of certainty. But Jesus' warning that our time is fleeting has the effect of being a mirror for his followers to see their own reality. It is prophetic in that Jesus is asking his followers to recognize that now is the time to reflect on your life. Now is the time to make changes in your life. Now is the time to dream about what actions you could take today that might move you closer to God's desired goodness. because now is the time where we celebrate the fact that God came into the world to transform it in love. God came into the world and held up a mirror to say, is this really how you guys want it? The incarnation, the coming of God into this world to be with us, is God coming in to say that everything has been made new. The things that you may have once thought, the things that you think guide your life, the things that hold power over you are but a fleeting breath. Take from what I have given you. Take from the beautiful resources I have put in your stewardship. Take from my love that I have instilled into each of you and go create. Go into the world and make it look like a reality that makes sense with the love that I have shown you. Advent is a season meant to prepare us for that incarnation, a time of preparation for an event that has already happened, which means Advent is also a season of reflection. As we stare out at the world and see the many different bricks and pieces that should all go together somehow, as we reflect on the goodness of God coming in to make all things new, God coming in to release us from the forces that once held power over us, we are left with a series of prophetic questions. Who do we want to be? What do we want to make? And what do we want our creation to be an image of? Play well, good people. Play well.